Let us all stand and continue to worship our Lord.
让我们一同站立，继续敬拜我们的主。
We are people who have been saved by grace.
我们是被神的恩典所拯救的人。
Not by our own will or by our own strength.
不是靠我们自己的意志或我们自己的能力。
For God has redeemed us through His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
因为主耶稣借着他的儿子主耶因为神借着他儿子主耶稣已经将我们拯救出来。
With His own blood, He had purchased us.
他用他自己的宝血拯救了我们。
Let us come and give thanks and worship our Lord.
让我们一同来敬拜他。
Let us sing praises to our Redeemer.
让我们来歌颂我们的救主。
From the curse to sin. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom?
words that can describe the love of our God.
没有任何的言语可以描述我们神的爱。
He is beyond our comprehension.
他我们是我们无法用言语来形容的。
Not only he come to save us, he is transforming our life.
他不仅仅是来拯救我们，他也来改变我们的生命。
From this self-centeredness into God's centeredness.
从自我为中心到以神为中心。
May this life in us, which is the life of our Lord Jesus, grow in us.
愿神的生命在我们的里面彰显。
That we can become more and more like Jesus.
让我们能够更多像耶稣。
As we come before our Lord, we continue to worship and praise Him.
让我们来到主的面前，继续来赞美，继续敬拜他。
And may this song be our prayer.
让下面这首歌成为我们的祷告。
To breathe out our old life and to breathe in the Spirit.
呼出我们的老生命，吸入主的新鲜的生命。
Let the Spirit work in us.
让圣灵在我们心里面做工。
Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
我们可以自由用中文或英文唱。
Oh Lord, breathe Thy Spirit on me. Teach me how to breathe in. Help me pour into Thy bosom all my life of self and sin.I am breathing, breathing And so Jesus, we only have one prayer.
主耶稣，我们只有一个祷告。
To let your Holy Spirit come in us and work in our life.
让你的圣灵来到我们的中间，来做工在我们的生命。
So that our life will be more like you.
让我们的生命能够更多像你。
Lord, once again, speak to your church this morning.
今天早上向你的教会说话。
Lord, may your word touch each and every one of us.
让你的话语触摸我们每一个人的心。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit move among us.
让圣灵在我们心里面做工。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Please be seated.
史迪兄曾经说过，在圣经中有两个最属灵的人物。
Brother Z once said there are two very spiritual people in the Bible.
一个是大卫。
One is David.
他有一个尊贵的生命。
He had a noble life.
是合神心意的人。
And he was a man after God's own heart.
而另外一个是雅各。
And the other person is Jacob.
一个狡猾充满着心思的人。
A person who was cunning was full of schemes.
却一生被神制作。
And he was worked on by God throughout his whole life.
成为尊贵的王子。
And he was made into a noble prince.
就像刚才我们弟兄所说的，神不单单的拯救我们。
Like our brother just said, not only did Jesus deliver us,
他改变我们。
He also changes us.
神曾经改变过雅各这个人。
God once changed the person Jacob.
从一个我们感觉是最不可能、最污秽的人，成为一个最属灵的人。
From a person we think that's most impossible to be changed, and he became one of the most spiritual person.
我相信我们在过去这几周，我们都在小家里面来交通雅各这个人啊。
And during the past few weeks, we've been sharing about Jacob in our small groups.
我们会发觉到我们跟这个人非常有认同感。
And we can feel like we can identify with this person.
因为我们生命里面有很多雅各的个性。
Because many parts of our life are similar to Jacob's life.
最少对我而言，我真的发觉到我里面充满着雅各有很败坏的个性。
At least for me, I feel like I'm full of the corrupted life of Jacob.
我想这个就是我们第一个对雅各的个性的印象。
I believe this may our first impression be of Jacob.
他是一个狡猾的人。
That he was a cunning person.
为求目的不择手段。
And he would do anything to achieve his goal.
他怎么样用一碗的红豆汤，那个在以扫最软弱的时候，将他的长子的名分买过来。
And he would use a bowl of red stew to exchange of Esau's birthright when Esau was very weak.
他跟他的母亲一同合谋，骗了他父亲以扫对长子的福分。
And later he worked with his mom to deceive his father Isaac and obtained the blessing of the firstborn.
我们都知道雅各这个名字的意思就是抓。
And we all know that the name of Jacob means to grasp.
他一生就是不断的抓。
And all his life he grasps.
是他的个性就是抓。
And his life, his character was to grasp things.
他反正有机会他就去抓。
And at any opportunity he would grasp.
您在彼鲁一论，他跟神摔跤完之后，他仍然抓着神，不让放过神过。
And even at Peniel, after wrestling with God, he even held onto God and wouldn't let him go.
逼着神一定要祝福他之后，他才可以放他过。
He insisted on receiving God's blessing before he would release God.
我们说这样的个性真坏。
And we say this is really a bad life.
但是他有真的那么坏吗？
But is he truly that bad?
我们看看他这个人，他想要的是什么？
We want to see what he really wanted.
他要的是长子的福分。
We see that he wanted the blessing of the firstborn.
他要的是神的祝福。
He wanted the blessing from God.
我想这个是他从小的渴慕，对神的祝福一个盼望，他有一天他可以得着啊。
This is something that he had hoped for and desired for since he was young.
可惜，他晚他哥哥出生晚了几分钟。
But he was only born a few minutes later after his brother.
他就没有办法成为长子。
And he couldn't be the firstborn.
也许他因为这样子，他非常的不甘心。
And maybe he was not willing to accept this.
所以他才抓住这个机会，他可以骗的这个长子的名分，骗的长子的祝福。
So he was looking for any opportunity to deceive, and to get the birthright of the firstborn.
然后圣经呢，如何形容他这个人呢？
And how did the Bible describe him?
他说这个人他是为人安静，然后常住在帐篷里面。
And the Bible says that Jacob was quiet and he lived in tents.
而他的哥哥呢，却是一个非常，我们可以说，可能他有 ADHD 的人。
And we may think that his older brother may have ADHD.
整天在外面跑。
And he was running around outside.
然后他对他长子的名分，也许他感觉说他就是主，我先出生嘛，所以长子的名分当然就是我的。
And he might have thought because I'm the firstborn, of course the blessing of the firstborn is mine.
所以他感觉反正是我的，我怎么样都是我的，无所谓。
So because of that, he may have taken this for granted.
但是圣经特别说，他轻看他长子的名分。
But the Bible specifically said that he despised his birthright.
他这个是非常严重一句话，轻看。
And this is a very serious statement that he despised.
所以雅各才有机会抓住这个机会，将他的名分买过来。
And because of that, Jacob was able to buy it from him.
所以我们看，其实雅各这个人，他。你可以说他心思很深很复杂。
We may think that he has many thoughts.
但是你我们也看他对神的祝福非常的渴慕。
But we also see that he really desired God's blessing.
他并不是坏的极处。
He was not really that bad.
我们只可以说雅各这个人是一个非常掺杂的人。
We can say that Jacob was a very mixed person.
但是他这个掺杂，无论是他是好的掺杂，或是坏的掺杂。
But whether this mix is of a good mixture or a bad mixture,
所有这些都是出于他天然的生命。
All of this is from his natural life.
当雅各这个他骗了他父亲的祝福之后，然后他母亲就说：“你去避风头。”
And after Jacob deceived his father and received the blessing, his mother told him to leave home for a while.
因为他知道这个他哥哥以扫气的他要杀他。
Because his older brother Esau wanted to kill him.
所以他叫他去了哈南去找他舅舅。
So she asked him to go to Haran to find the uncle.
然后等到他的哥哥的气消了之后，然后再回来。
And come back only after Esau's anger cooled down.
然后在他去哈南找舅舅的路中呢，他经过一个地方叫路斯。
And on the way to Haran, he passed through a place called Luz.
后来这个地方的名字他改作伯特利。
And later he changed this place from Luz to Bethel.
这个地方是对他一生最重要的地方。
And this place became the most important place in his life.
我们对这段圣经都很熟，不过我们也一起来读一下《创世纪》二十八章十到十七节。
And we can read Genesis chapter 8 verses 10 to 17 together.
我们可以一起读。
We can all read.
好吧。雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。下一页，耶和华站在梯子以上说：“我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。”我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华正在这里，我竟不知道。”就惧怕说：“这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，是天的门。”这是他控制他一生的意象。
And this vision governed Jacob's entire life.
他看见神的使者的那个，看见一个天梯的意象。
He saw a vision of the ladder.
他看见神的使者在这个天梯上面上去下来。
And he saw the angels of God going up and down on this ladder.
这个天梯是唯一一个。的途径联络了神跟人。
And this ladder was the only thing that connected God and man.
天梯将人的需要带到神的面前。
The ladder brought man's need to God.
也将神的祝福带给人。
And brought God's blessing down to man.
我们可以想到有哪一件事情或者哪一个人物像天梯呢？
What other thing or what other person is like this ladder?
其实如果我们知道只有主耶稣他自己。
It's only Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣将人跟神之间成为人跟神之间一条的桥梁。
The Lord Jesus Christ became the bridge between God and man.
所以这个天地预表了主耶稣自己。
Therefore, this ladder typifies the Lord Jesus himself.
所以雅各看见这个意象的时候，他心里面产生了惧怕。
So when Jacob saw this vision, he was afraid in his heart.
他看见这个是可畏的地方，这个是神的殿，是这个是天的门。
And he saw this place it was the house of God and the gate of heaven.
神的殿原文就是神的家的意思。
And the house of God, the temple of God means the house of God.
这是神第一次向雅各显现。
And this was the first time God appealed to Jacob.
天然的人遇见圣洁的神，惧怕是非常正常的反应。
It's normal for a natural person to feel afraid when meeting the holy God.
但是神要让他看见这个异象，并非只是让他害怕。
But God showed him this vision not only to make him afraid.
神将这个异象让他看见，为了给他一个新的使命。
God showed him this vision in order to give him a new mission.
为神建造神的家。
That is to build the house of God.
神的家意义对今天我们来说就是教会。
The meaning of God's house today is the church.
是耶稣基督的延伸。
This is the extension of Jesus Christ.
是主在地上的代表。
And this is the Lord's representative on earth.
所以神主耶稣曾经将这个权柄赐给了教会。
And Lord Jesus has given this authority to the church.
他说在地上捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
And he said, whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven.
在地上释放的，在天上也要释放。
And whatever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
并且主耶稣升天的时候，他也吩咐门徒。
And when the Lord ascended, he also commanded his disciples.
告诉他们说，你们去，使万人做我的门徒。
And to make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗，让他们归入我的名下。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣来吩咐门徒说，你们要去建造教会。
And this is God's command to his disciples to build the church.
你们要去传福音，将人带进来，成为神家的门徒，成为我的门徒。
He told them to preach the gospel and bring people in to become his disciples.
而这个意象其实一开始的时候先赐给雅各。
And this vision was first given to Jacob.
但是我们刚才说，雅各这个人的个性是那么坏，他真的可以用被神用来建造神的家吗？
But can Jacob really be used by God to build God's house because of his bad nature?
就着雅各的天然生命，永远不可能的。
Based on Jacob's natural life, it seemed impossible.
但是神却是拣选了他来做他的器皿。
But God indeed chose Jacob to be the vessel.
既然是神的拣选，所以神必然负责到底。
And because he was God's choice, God will be accountable for him.
我们回想一下。主耶稣曾经拣选了十二个门徒。
Let's recall that Jesus chose 12 disciples.
这十二个门徒，难道这是地上最尊贵的人吗？
Are these 12 the most noble people on earth?
是地上最好的人吗？
Were they the best people on earth?
不是哎。
Not so.
他们十二个当中有一个卖主啊。
And one of them betrayed God.
当主耶稣被抓的那个晚上，其他十一个人全部跑掉。
And when the night when Jesus was arrested, 11 of them ran away.
彼得曾经发咒启示说，别人怎么样我不知道，但是主，你要被那个要到死地的时候，我跟你一起去死。
And even Peter swore that he would never deny the Lord and he would die with him.
我不可能不认主的。
And he would say, I would never deny you.
但是就在主耶稣被卖的那天晚上，不到早晨。三次不认主。
But the night before, the night when Jesus was arrested, even before the day broke, he denied the Lord three times.
我们会想说，主耶稣怎么会选的这样的人做他的门徒呢？
You might wonder how God chose those people to be his disciples.
但是主负责他们一生到底。
But God was responsible for their lives until the end.
除了加略人犹大，他选择了灭亡的道路以外。
Except for Judas, who chose the path of destruction.
主复活之后，呼召这十一个门徒回来。
And after the Lord was resurrected, he called these 11 disciples back.
用四十天的时间训练他们。
And 40 days he trained them.
然后再叫他们等候圣灵的降临。
And he told them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
当五旬节的时候，教会诞生了。
And at the time of the Pentecost, the church was born.
这些的门徒一个一个成为建造教会贵重的器皿。
And all these disciples became precious vessels for building the church.
所以我们说，虽然雅各他的天然生命非常的强。
So we say, although Jacob's natural life was very strong,
神没有办法用。
God couldn't use it.
但是神却兴起环境起来，不断的将他的天然生命磨掉。
But God raised up circumstances to continually wear it down.
不断的剥夺他。
And keeps striping him.
制作他。
And train him, mold him.
让他有一天成为神可以用的建造神的家贵重的器皿。
So that one day he would become a precious vessel to build God's house.
成为许许多多人的祝福。
And to become a blessing to many people.
当雅各离开了伯特利之后，
And after Jacob left Bethel,
他到了哈兰跟他的舅舅那个住了二十年。
He went to Haran and stayed with his uncle for 20 years.
如果我们记得他的舅舅拉班的狡猾绝不在他之下。
You may remember that Laban was no less cunning than Jacob.
本来雅各想说我要娶了他的小女儿拉姐。
Initially, Jacob wanted to marry the younger daughter, Rachel.
所以他愿意为了拉姐服侍那个拉班七年。
So he was willing to serve Laban for 7 years.
但是拉班呢，看到雅各将神的祝福带给他。
But Laban saw that Jacob brought God's blessing.
所以就用借口说，我们在这里没有说小的没有大的没有结婚，小的都让他嫁出去的。
So he said, we cannot give you the younger daughter first before the elder daughter is married.
所以你先将那个大的利亚先娶了，然后拉姐我可以给你再服侍我七年。
So you have to marry Leah, the older daughter, first, and I can give you Rachel after 7 more years.
然后之后还有6年的时间，他雅各要为自己赚取工价了。
And then he also spent 7 more years to earn wages for himself.
拉班却十次改了他的工价。
Yet Laban changed his wages 10 times.
当然我们知道雅各并不是省油的灯。
And of course, Jacob was not easy to deal with either.
他跟拉班斗智斗力。
So he used wisdom and strategy.
他也为着自己积蓄了非常多的财富。
To accumulate great wealth for himself.
但是我们可以想想，在20年之间，在那么高压的一个环境之下。
But we can imagine in this 20 years time under such high pressure.
雅各的天然生命真的是被消磨的很多。
Some of Jacob's natural life was reduced.
当他很快就要见到他哥哥以扫的时候，他这样祷告。
And before meeting Esau again, he prayed.
他说，雅各说，在三这个这里有写哈，雅各说，耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾经对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
And then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, Return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant.For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become 2 companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me, and the mother with the children. For you said, I will surely treat you well, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
他在这里，他承认一件事情。
And he acknowledged one thing here.
他离开他家的时候，他就带着一只杖离开。
That he left home, when he left home, he only had 1 staff.
但是在20年之后，他成为有2个大队的富翁。
But after 20 years, he had become 2 companies and was wealthy.
他有那么多的儿女，他有那么多的财富。
He had so many children and so much wealth.
全是神的祝福。
It was all God's blessing.
神厚待他，他实在是不配。
And he knew that he was not worth of it.
但我们也可以说这个祷告是一个掺杂的祷告。
And we can say this prayer may be a mixed prayer.
他为了要保命，所以他跟神说，神啊，你曾经应许我这样子咯。
And in order to protect his own life, he said, God, you have promised me this.
不要让我的哥哥杀我，所以你要照着你应许，你好好的来的恩待我。
Don't let my brother kill me, please be gracious to me.
但是我们总能说他有点进步了。
But we can say that he actually improved a little.
所以当他见到他哥哥的时候
，So when he met Esau,
他是用他的智慧跟他的谋略来开始先安抚他的哥哥。
And Jacob used his wisdom to appease his brother.
希望可以减轻他一点的怒气。
And hope to reduce his anger a little bit.
然后另外一方面，他思考怎么样去调度人事。
And he was also planning how to arrange things.
如果他哥哥真的要杀他的时候，他怎么样去将这个的伤害减到最轻
？And if Esau was truly to attack him, how he could minimize casualties?
我们说雅各的确是非常的聪明，也非常的精明。
We can see that Jacob was really clever and had many ideas.
但是无论如何都掩饰不了他心里面的害怕。
But none of this could hide the fear in his heart.
所以他打发了所有人这过河了。
So he sent everyone to cross the river.
他一个人留在对岸。
And he remained on the other side alone.
而这个地方他后来起名叫皮鲁伊勒。
And he named this place later as Peniel.
这是他人生的转捩点。
And this was the turning point of his life.
在创世纪三十二章二十四到二十九节这样说。
In Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 29, it says,
他只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各。要叫以色列，因为你与神与人交力，都得了胜。雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是，在那里给雅各祝福。
Then Jacob was left alone, and the man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, Tell me your name, I pray. And he said, Why is it that you ask of my name? And he blessed him there.
跟雅各摔跤的是神自己。
And the one who wrestled with Jacob was God.
居然神没有把用一整夜的时间都没办法摔赢雅各哎。
And all night he did not overcome Jacob.
神最后只好摸雅各的大腿窝一把，让他脚都瘸了。
Until he touched Jacob's hip socket, causing him to limp.
但是在这个时候，雅各仍然抓住神说：“你一定要先祝福我，才放你走。”
But even at that time, Jacob insisted on receiving God's blessing before letting him go.
我们可以说这个是雅各天然的生命的强悍，他的力量，他的意志的，都是非常的厉害。
And we can see how strong Jacob's natural life was, how strong his will and strength was.
也许我们会认为说雅各因为他非常的强壮，然后神呢用人生来的出现，所以呢他胜不过他。
And we may think that because God appeared in human form, he could not overcome Jacob because he was strong in the physicals.
但其实是神将自由意志给了人。
But in reality, God has given free will to man.
神不愿意强迫我们做我们不愿意做的事情。
And he didn't want us to force us to do what we do not want to do.
什么叫神摔跤摔不赢人呢
？What does it mean that God cannot prevail against man？
我们举几个例子吧。
Let's name some examples。
在最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣曾经的告诉，他所有的门徒说：“谁跟我沾手在这个的这个饼，谁就是要卖我的人。”
At the Last Supper, Jesus actually revealed that whoever is dipping the bread with him is the one who was going to betray him.
这个是主耶稣给犹大最后一个警告。
And that was the last warning Jesus gave to Judas.
你仍然有选择不卖我。
To tell him that you still have a chance not to betray me.
但是犹大仍然选择卖主。
But Judas still chose to betray the Lord.
我也认识一些的朋友，这个福音朋友。
And I know some gospel friends.
他们真的看见神的祝福。
They really see God's blessing.
他们真的看见真的有神迹。
And they also see signs and miracles.
但是他们却将这些事情有理化。
But they rationalize these things.
他用很多的方式去解释，因为这个，因为那个，所以达到这个结果。
They use many terms to explain this and that because then it results to this.
因此我没有办法来接受这个主。
Therefore, I cannot accept the Lord.
我以前曾经有一个同学跟我这样说。
I once have a classmate telling me this.
对，我实在看见有很多事情真的像，好像有一只手在做。
I truly see that things develop as if there's an invisible hand.
但是我今天我信了，有一天我发觉它不是真的，那我吃不吃亏了吗？
But what if I believe today and realize one day that he's not real?
所以他说，我现在没有办法相信。
Therefore he said, I cannot believe now.
但是从此之后他跟神就越走越远。
And after that, he departed further and farther from God.
这是人的意志。
This is the free will of man.
这是人的选择。
This is the choice of man.
神主耶稣不强迫我们来接受。
God does not force us to accept him.
但是往往人就失去很多的机会。
But oftentimes we lose the opportunities.
然后或者我们也会想说，我们最近我们一直在鼓励大家可以剩别时间出来读那个早点起来晨更来读神的话。
And recently we've been encouraging brothers and sisters to sanctify time and to get up early in the morning and to read God's word.
但是有的时候我们的作息时间不是很太好。
But because of the time management,
我们早上起不来。
We usually cannot get up in the morning.
也许说啊，我们的意志软弱。
We can say we have a weak will.
但是，我们有没有想过，我们的意志软弱，我选择不来读经的时候，事实上也是说，我另外一方面，我却是很强的天然生命，选择不要。
Even though we may say we have a weak will, but we still chose not to get up early and read the Bible, that shows that we actually have a strong will.
其实 这些就表明到神给我们的意志，我们怎么去选择，都是我们的强悍的天然生命。
And we can see that the free will that has given us and the choices we make, it all shows how strong our natural life is.
神不强迫我们。
God does not force us.
但是神却是可以给我们恩典。
But God still gives us grace.
就像雅各，神摸着他的大腿窝一把。
Like how God touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
我们说大腿是最强的一个，全身最强的一个地方。
And that is the strongest place in our body.
当然，他被摸了之后，他瘸了。
And after he was touched, he was crippled.
他瘸了，并不是一时而已。
And not just for a temporal time.
他成为终身残废。
And he had this disability for the rest of his life.
他一生也许走路的时候一拐一拐，就是
成为
一个瘸子。
Limped for the rest of his life.
但神，这个是神给他终身的记号。
This is the permanent mark God has given him.
也是给他的一个祝福。
This is also a blessing that God has given him.
因为神要让他记得他在毗卢伊勒这个地方改变了，他不要再叫雅各，他要叫以色列。
Because God wanted him to remember that he was transformed at the place of Peniel, that he was no longer Jacob, but his name was changed to Israel.
以色列的名字是与神一同战胜，或者神的王者的意思。
The meaning of the name Israel means a prince of God or the one who prevails with God.
过去我们是与神为敌的。
In the past, we were opposite of God.
我们是与神一摔跤的人。
We wrestled with God before.
但是从此之后，他并不再是与神摔跤。
But from then on, he no longer wrestled with God.
人没有办法用靠自己的意志、靠自己的能力去改变我们的天然生命。
Man cannot cause our natural life to change by our own will.
但是神却是跟我们一同战胜我们的天然生命。
But God prevails our natural life together with us.
过去人是跟神站在对立面。
In the past, man stood in opposite against God.
今天确实可以跟神同工。
But now we can collaborate with God.
今天神没办法用的是天然生命，没办法用的肉体来到建造神的家。
God cannot use the flesh or the natural life to build His house.
唯有属灵的人才可以建造属灵的事。
Only spiritual men can build spiritual things.
斯巴弟兄曾经有一段话，我想可以读给大家听。
I'm paraphrasing a statement from Brother Sparks.
他说：“神的家是由瘸子组成的。
The house of God is in that sense comprised of the cripples.
倘若你我还没有被神摸过
，If you and I have not been crippled，
我们若还没有明白神家的意义
，If we have not understood the meaning of the house of God，
我们天然能力的领域。”
And being crippled in the realm of our natural strength.
不管是我们的才智、我们的智慧、我们的能力。
Whether it is our wit, our wisdom, our power to do.
那个叫我们做事并获得成就。
And to achieve and to get our own way and reach our own ends.
又取得我们的方式达到我们的目的的能力。
And to achieve and to get our own way and reach our own ends.
或者是天然人的任何其他种类还没有被神摸成了瘸子。
Whether it is of any other kind as to the natural man.
那么神家的那扇门就是关闭着的。
The door is shut.
神家的门下的天然的人的一切都是关闭着的。
The door of the house of God is shut to all that.
无路可通。
There's no way through.
那条路只能是靠着神把天然人完全彻底的征服了之后才能开通。
The way through is only by this complete and utter subduing of the natural man to God.
在神的家中没有我们肉体的地位。
There's no place for our flesh in the house of God.
无论它是哪一类。
Whatever kind it is.
头脑的肉体，智力的肉体。
The mental flesh, the intellectual flesh.
情感感觉上的肉体
，the emotional feeling flesh，
或是意愿拣选决定定义上的肉体
，or the willing choosing deciding determining flesh，
这一切都被排除在外
，it is all excluded。
斯巴弟兄在这里非常的确定一件事情，无论是我们感觉好的，无论是感觉不好的肉体，都没办法被神所用。
So Brother Sparks tells us one thing, whether it's a good flesh or a bad flesh, none of this can be used by God.
这一切都要被对付。
All this shall be dealt with.
这一切如果没有除去的话，神无法使用这个器皿。
And God cannot use such a vessel if all this have not been removed.
所以雅各成为瘸子是一个必定的事情。
So it was a sure thing that for Jacob to become a cripple.
今天神不单单要制作雅各这个人
，Not only God is working on was working on Jacob。
神是不断的呼召人来一同来建造神的家
，But He's also calling people to build His house together with Him。
所以雅各在披露以勒的经历，要成为每一个愿意建造神家的人的经历。
Therefore, the experience of Jacob at Peniel shall become the experience of each one of us who is willing to build God's house。
神所爱的他必管教。
And who God loves, He disciplines.
这个不单单是为了我们个人的好处。
This is not only for our personal benefit.
也为了一个更高的目的，就是建造神的家。
But for a higher purpose, that is to build God's house.
神制作雅各，并不是只有在披露以勒，他继续做他，直到他一生结束为止。
God not only worked on Jacob in Peniel, but his work in Jacob lasted his entire life.
但是在这个过程里面，这个他最后成为神完全的杰作。
In the end, he became God's masterpiece.
但是他，如果我们真的看他的人生，我们真的发觉到他神不断制作，越来越像神。
And we see that during his life, God continued to work on him until he became like God.
雅各回到迦南地之后，经过事件，底拿被玷污，而他两个儿子来杀了事件一族的人。
And after Jacob returned to the land of Canaan, the incident at Shechem happened. Dinah was defiled, and Jacob's two sons killed all the men of Shechem and took all the possessions and people.
然后呢，他们也掳掠了当地的财物跟当地的他们这些的孩子跟的妇女。
And they took all the possessions and the people of the land.
事实上，他们也很害怕。
And they were actually afraid as well.
害怕当地的人会报复他。
Because they were afraid of revenge.
但是神介入在这个事情上面。
But God interfered.
神对雅各说。
And God said to Jacob.
起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。
Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother.
雅各要神呼召他要回到伯特利去。
God called Jacob to return to Bethel.
他在去之前，他吩咐他的家人要将所有外邦的神全部除掉。
And before going there, Jacob has told his household to put away all the foreign gods.
要除掉，也就是除掉所有的偶像。
To remove all idols.
并且要自洁。
And to purify themselves.
之后他们才可以来去到伯特利这个地方。
And only after that could they go to Bethel.
住在那个地方，并且为神筑一座坛。
They went to Bethel to live there and build an altar for God.
我们刚刚提到说，雅各第一次去伯特利的是一个人。
We just mentioned that the first time Jacob went to Bethel, he was alone.
而现在他带着全家一同去伯特利了。
And this time he brought his entire family to Bethel.
而在这里，他为神建造一个的坛。
And there he built an altar for God.
这个神的家的实际。
This is the reality of God's house.
神的家是敬拜的地方。
And God's house is a place of worship.
当我们一同来敬拜神的时候，我们必须要先自洁。
And as we gather together to worship God, we must purify ourselves first.
除去我们心中一切的偶像。
And to remove all idols from our hearts.
我相信我们今天不会再拜外面的偶像。
Today we will not worship any idols outwardly.
但是在我们心中，我们还有偶像吗？
But do we still have idols in our hearts?
我们还没有一些东西，我们抓住然后不放的，然后这个代替了神呢？
Do we still have things that in our heart that we held onto and that takes place of God?
求主来光照我们。
May the light
帮助我们来除去这些的偶像。
May the Lord shine.Enlighten us so we can remove those idols.
而我们真的回到神的家里面，我们有真的敬拜的实际。
So that we can return to the house of God and worship Him in reality.
主说我们要用我们的心灵与诚实来敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him in truth and in spirit and in truth.
在这里，我们放下一切，我们单纯的心，我们一同来敬拜我们的神。
We can lay aside everything else with a simple heart. We worship Him.
而在这里，他。神呼召他的时候，他说：“你要回到住在那个地方。”
And when God called him, God told him to live there.
什么是住呢？
What does dwelling or living mean?
第一次去的时候，他只是经过。
The first time he passed by, he was just going through that place.
是一个过客。
He was just a pilgrim.
但神再次说：“你要回去住在伯特利这个地方。”
But God told him to return to Bethel and dwell there.
也就是说，住在神的同在里面。
That means to dwell in God's presence.
他们的生活，他们的生命的中心就是神。
The center of their life and their being shall be God.
围绕着他们的经历，他们全是围绕着神自己。
Their experience and everything shall be God-centered.
也就是说，我们做基督徒，我们以教会为中心。
That means we Christians we have the church as the center of our life.
我们有 一切的需要我们可以带到神的面前来。
And we can bring all our needs to church and to God.
我们真的弟兄姐妹，我们一同来经历神的带领，经历神的祝福。
And we can experience God's guidance and blessings together.
我们人生的任何的一件需要，我们都带到神的面前。
And any need in our lives, we bring it to God.
我们一切的供应都是从神而来。
And all our provisions comes from God.
在这个地方，神很坚定的来到，坚定对雅各的应许跟祝福。
At Bethel, God confirmed His promise and blessing to Jacob.
创世记第三十五章十一到十二节说：“神又对他说，我是全能的神，你要甚养众多。”将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你和你的后裔。
Also God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give this land.
神在这里宣告他是全能的神。
God declared here that he is God Almighty.
他这个名号也是他跟神跟亚伯拉罕显现的时候曾经用过的这个的名字。
And he used this name when he declared when he used this name when he appeared to Abraham.
全能的神是就是他是全有、全足、全丰的神。
God Almighty means that he is the all-sufficient, all-abundant God.
我们一切的需要都可以从神而得。
We can gain all our needs from God.
他应许在伯特利，在神的家中，他就是全能的神。
He promised that at the house of Bethel, he is he's the God Almighty.
我们没有什么不是可以靠着他得到的。
There's nothing we cannot gain from him.
所有的都是从神，我们都可以从主而来。
Everything we need can come from God.
这一族是特别讲到以色列族。
And this nation refers to the people of Israel.
在属灵意义来说，就是我们这些被神分别为圣的基督徒。
And in the spiritual meaning, it refers to the people who has been called out from the world.
我们是从世界各多国多方被呼召出来的人。
We are people who has been called out from parts of the earth and from from many nations.
成为神的教会。
To become God's church.
这个也是教会的意义。
This is also the meaning of church.
而里面的君王特别就指着这位万王之王、万主之主的耶稣基督。
And the king points out to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道神的家是神丰富的所在。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the riches of God.
神也不断地制作他。
And God continued to work on him.
不断地来将祝福赐给教会。
And gave blessings to the church.
但是神在制作这个家的时候，他需要许许多多的器皿。
But when God is building this house, he needs many vessels.
他曾经呼召雅各成为建造神家的器皿。
Before he had called Jacob to become a vessel, to become a material to build his house.
我们看见神的家也因着他不断的扩张。
We see that God's house also expanded because of him.
我们也看见雅各如何从一个属肉体的人成为一个属灵的人。
And we see how Jacob was transformed from a man of flesh to become a spiritual person.
我不知道我们会不会羡慕雅各的生命。
I don't know if you envy Jacob's life or not.
我是非常的羡慕。
I do envy him a lot.
有一天他成，连法老他都可以来祝福。
One day he was even able to bless Pharaoh.
今天神要呼召更多的器皿起来，一同建造神的家。
And today God is calling more vessels to build his house.
神要建造更多的属灵的人。
God wants to build more spiritual people.
我们愿意接受神的呼召吗？
Are we willing to accept His calling?
我们承认在神的建造过程是一个不容易的过程。
We admit that this is the process of being transformed is not an easy one.
但是我相信雅各现在在天上会告诉我们，太值了。
But I'm sure that Jacob in heaven today would tell us it's worth it.
如果不是神那么浩大恩典，他不可能来成为神贵重的器皿的。
He would not have become a precious vessel if it was not by God's precious grace.
盼望感动雅各的神也同样的感动我们。
May the God who moved Jacob also moves our heart.
求主真的来预备我们，也让我们也成为，当主呼召我们要成为建造他的器皿的时候，我们可以跟主说：“主，我在这里。”
When God is calling us to become the material to build His temple, we can say, "Lord, we are here."
你来制作我。
Please come and transform me.
最后，我想唱一首诗歌，633首。
And lastly, I want to sing a hymn number 633.
莫把我漏掉。
Pass me not.
这首诗歌是一个福音的诗歌。
This is a gospel hymn.
有人来统计说，因为这首诗歌，那个救了非常多的人。
People once said this hymn has saved many people.
但是我记得我曾经听过一个的见证。
But I heard one testimony before.
有一次有一个弟兄，他就在一个聚会里面。
One brother once at a meeting.
他可能离开主很远了。
Maybe he was far from God at that time.
有一天这首诗歌响起。
And one day he heard this hymn.
他忽然之间，他听完这首诗歌说：“主啊，不要把我漏掉。”
And after hearing this hymn, he was quickened and said, "Lord, pass me not."
他回转了。
And he returned.
今天神不断在呼召人进到他的葡萄园里面。
And today God is still calling people to enter His vineyard.
剩下的时间无多了。
There's not much time left.
我们愿不愿意进到这个葡萄园里面来，来到建造神的家了？
Are we willing to enter this vineyard and to build house, God's house together?
求主不要把我们漏掉。
May the Lord not pass us by.
我们请那个团队带我们来唱。
We ask the worship team to lead the hymn. 请起立。
We can sing in Chinese or English.
我们可以自由用中文或英文敬拜。
Someone calling, do 主，当我们很快的看完了雅各的一生，
Lord, as we have finished looking at Jacob's life,
主，我们求你没有漏掉我们。
Please, do not pass me by.
主，我们求你也来向我们说话。
Lord, may you also speak to us.
啊，让我们看见我们现在是在哪一个阶段。
To help us see at what stage we are at.
我们最宝贵的是什么？
What is the most precious thing in our heart?
我们最想做的是什么？
What is the thing we want to do the most?
主，我们也求你来感动我们的心。
May you also move our hearts.
主，让我们能够对你喜欢的东西，我们也喜欢。
So that we can like the things that you like.
当有人看清长子名分的时候，我们不做那个人。
When someone is despising the birthright of the firstborn, may we not be that person.
主，你知道我们的时间有限。
You know that our times are limited.
我们也只能选择追求一个。
And we can only choose to pursue one.
早上求你帮助我们做下那个最正确的决定。
And this morning, please help us to make the most correct decision.
让我们能够把自己交在你的手中。
That we can put ourselves in your hand.
让我们的生命能够被改变。
That our lives can be transformed.
让我们能够成为你建造你的殿的材料。
That we can become materials of building your temple.
求你继续的来向我们说话。
And you continue to speak to us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.